Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're spicing things up with a dash of AI. Windsurf's Wave 2 update is making waves, and we're diving deep.
Wave 2? Sounds like they're riding the crest of innovation. So what's the big deal with this update? Fill me in.
Think of it as windsurf, but on steroids. They've supercharged their AI-powered IDE with some seriously cool features. First off, web search integration. No more endless tab switching. Cascade, their AI assistant, can now pull context directly from the web using the ACT command. Imagine having the internet's knowledge at your fingertips, right inside your coding environment.
Whoa, that's like having a research assistant built into your IDE. So what else is cooking in Wave 2?
They've also introduced automated memories. Cascade now learns from your work habits and saves them for future use. It's like having a personalized coding buddy that anticipates your every move. The more you use it, the smarter it gets. It's kind of spooky, but in a good way.
Interesting. So it's not just pulling info from the web, it's actually learning and adapting to individual workflows? That's pretty slick. Anything else? I'm on the edge of my seat.
Oh, there's more. Streamlined execution within your terminal, better dev container support, and even a PR tab integration. No more copy-pasting. They've also squashed a bunch of bugs, making Windsurf smoother and more intuitive. Plus, they've improved the Problem tab UI. Now Cascade can autonomously troubleshoot issues, so you can spend less time debugging and more time coding.
All of that sounds incredibly useful, especially for complex projects. But I do have one small concern.
Lay it on me.
Well, all this AI power, isn't it going to be expensive? I mean, the free plan has credit limits, right?
Good point. They do have a pro plan for $10 a month. It really boils down to how much you're going to use it. Some folks might find the free version limiting, especially with Cascade. But honestly, compared to other AI-powered IDEs like Cursor, the pricing seems pretty competitive. Plus, there's always good old VS Code with some extensions if you're on a budget. There are plenty of ways to achieve an AI-powered workflow without breaking the bank.
I see. Interesting. So lots of options depending on your needs and budget. Got it. So where can our listeners learn more about Windsurf Wave 2?
They have a detailed changelog and a blog post explaining everything. I highly recommend checking them out. We'll also include links in the show notes. And speaking of updates, don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter for weekly doses of AI goodness. That's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Until next time, stay nutty.
Bye-bye.